Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 29, 1804. Day 46 of the expedition. Camped on the starboard side, 7 1/4 miles up the river. Privates John Collins and Hugh Hall got into trouble again. If you remember, a few days out of St. Charles, they were court-martialed and convicted of disorderly conduct and sentenced to punishment by lashes on the naked back. This time, they are court-martialed for being drunk because they broke into the whiskey barrel they were supposed to be guarding when on watch. Captain Clark writes the events of today in the journal.
Set out at 4:30 and proceeded on past a large sandbar on the starboard side. The boat turned and was within 6 inches of striking a sawyer. If the boat had struck the snag, she must have turned over or broken the bow off. A court-martial will be set this day at 11:00 to consist of 5 members for the trial of John Collins and Hugh Hall, confined on charges exhibited against them by Sergeant Floyd, agreeable to the Articles of War. The court convened agreeable to order and proceeded to the trial of the prisoners, viz. John Collins charged with getting drunk on his post this morning, out of whiskey put under his charge as a sentinel, and for suffering Hugh Hall to draw whiskey out to the said barrel intended for the party. To this charge, the prisoner pleaded not guilty. The court, after mature deliberation on the evidence, adduced and are of the opinion that the prisoner is guilty of the charge exhibited against him, and do therefore sentence him to receive 100 lashes on his bare back. Hugh Hall was brought with taking whiskey out of a keg this morning, which whiskey stored was on the bank, and under the charge of the guard contrary to all order, rule, or regulation. To this charge, the prisoner pleads guilty. The court finds the prisoner guilty and sentenced him to receive 50 lashes on his bare back. The commanding officers approved of the sentence of the court and order that the punishment take place at 3:30 this evening, at which time the party will parade for inspection. Captain William Clark, June 29, 1804.
Tomorrow, a very large wolf.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.